Hi everybody, this is Joy Nan Rodea, Principal Interior Designer of Spaces Design Studio and founder of course, Interior Design Academy, and you're listening to the Interior Design Experience podcast. I am happy you found us. I really can't believe that it's been 28 years from the day I began to smell the fumes of Benjamin Moore paint in my sleep, and my passion to pursue a career in interior design began. Certainly not an easy road, but leaving a well-paid executive position with a large insurance company, analyzing their clients' estates and wills and trusts in New York. It was a glamorous yet grueling job that was completely devoid of creativity and passion. So much of that didn't pay to my strengths and passion for interior design. But I continued to work with clients on nights and weekends, doing consultations as well as designing homes. Although my job was demanding, I was limited in how much time I actually was able to dedicate to my side hustle. I have great friends and family that encouraged me to pursue my passion for design, but I only decorated a couple of houses a year. My idea of income dropping was pretty scary and intimidating. It was no longer about making extra money on the side. It was about living off those earnings and drilling down to pay off my student debt, dropping from nearly one-third of my salary. That was a pretty hard pill for me to swallow, but I did take risks, and they were super calculated to reach my goals. And with that goal in mind, I launched my business full-time here in New Jersey. Yes, there were challenges, but my freedom and my new role as an interior designer and educator encouraged me to move forward. And here I am with you today doing a podcast revealing my wellness-focused approach to designing spaces with a deeper understanding that will allow you to be profoundly aware of the influence that our space planning decisions impact the quality of your life and performance. Both mental and physical health are essential to our overall well-being. By creating a home environment that values and optimizes our health, we are setting a mindful intention by incorporating lifestyle changes that will ultimately promote optimal function and health. What if I told you that most Americans spend 90% of their time indoors? Now, what if I also told you that the concentration of pollutants in most indoor environments is 2 to 5 times higher than outdoor concentrations? According to the EPA, both of the above statements are true, and since your social and physical environment determine almost 20% of your health, it's crucial to consider how we design our homes. This topic of wellness-focused design is fascinating to me, as it so closely relates to my holistic living concept, which is improving all aspects of life, from health to physical and to psychological, in order to achieve that optimal state of well-being. We all know that home is where the heart is. It's figurative expression, but it's literal too, because it's actually where your heart is spending a majority of its time, said one of the report's lead authors, Joe Allen, who heads the school's Healthy Building Program. The home influences heart health, brain health, hormone health, mental health, all these factors. We know what a healthy meal looks like, right? We know that exercise is good for us and that pollution is bad for us, but we know a lot less about the places where we spend all our time. Wellness goes much deeper than an elaborate trip to a spa. Wellness covers so many dimensions, from exercise, fitness, skincare and nutrition, to joyful experiences, healthy social connections, relaxation, mindfulness, and slow living. And for me, it also means creating and living in spaces that nourish my body and mind. Architects and interior designers like myself all over the world are realizing the utmost importance of designing spaces with people's well-being in mind. This new design ethos realizes that our living and workspaces can greatly influence our physical health as well as our emotional state of mind. Thus, it's vital to create environments that positively stimulate our senses, that improve productivity or relaxation, depending on the function of the space, and that have health and wellness benefits. We all strive in many ways to make the places we call home a place for respite and rejuvenation, away from chaos that can be our everyday life. And for this reason, wellness-focused design has become an important aspect by looking at the ways in which lighting, material selections, air, and sound quality form a space. It often incorporates neutral color palettes and biophilic design, that is, connecting architecture and design through greenery, organic forms, and outdoor-indoor space integration. The result? A beautiful space that can help reduce psychological and physiological stresses we encounter day to day and help us recharge. I love to curate healthy homes by paying close attention to 7 key wellness design principles in every project, and they would be air, water, light, color, nature, functionality, and comfort. In this first episode, we will be discussing these principles in brief as a general introduction to our show, providing an overview about this concept. So, let's get started. The first one is air. Air quality is fundamental in creating a healthy home. In a typical home, indoor air quality can be up to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air quality. With little air movement and home construction becoming more airtight and efficient, the air in our homes quickly becomes stale and contaminated by a number of indoor sources. These sources can be VOCs and other toxins like formaldehyde, off-gassing from furniture and finished materials, naturally occurring radon leaking through the foundation, mold spores, induced caused by hidden leaks or other pollutants produced through our cooking and cleaning products. Without proper ventilation or filtration, we're constantly breathing in these compounded toxins, which can lead to aggravate a number of health concerns, including asthma, long-term respiratory illnesses, and even cancer. Good air quality is vital for truly healthy homes. There are 2 primary methods for creating healthy indoor air and eliminating toxic sources and proper ventilation. Eliminating toxic sources means choosing building materials and finishes that are natural and non-toxic, and minimizing the toxins we bring into our home with things like furnishings and household cleaners. Just as important is incorporating a proper ventilation system that exchanges the stale indoor air with fresh outdoor air. The second important factor is water. Water quality is another vital factor for healthy bodies and healthy homes. We need clean, healthy water for both drinking and bathing. Whether your home runs on municipal water or well water, the water flowing from your taps can be contaminated with chemicals, heavy metals, and bacteria, which can lead to gastrointestinal problems, reproductive issues, and neurological disorders. The way to address your home's water quality is with a water filtration system. There's a wide range of systems available for individual filters installed right at the faucet to whole home filtration systems. It's important to have your home's water tested to know what contaminants you're dealing with and then determine what type of filtration system will work best for you. The next one is natural light. Not only does embracing natural light in home design introduce beauty in the form of color textures and shadow play, but it also brightens our moods, boosts our health, and even play a functional role in reducing our energy consumption as we move toward a more sustainable living. The key factors in choosing where to introduce light is to consider the view or the orientation of the spaces. Is it north facing? Is it south facing? Do you need privacy? What about the airflow? Controlling the daylight should never be an afterthought. Human beings have an internal clock that runs on a 24-hour cycle, which is referred to as our circadian rhythm. This eternal clock affects physical, mental, and behavioral changes in your body and needs to be in alignment with natural light from the sun for our body to function at its highest capacity. With modern conveniences like electric light available at any time of the day or night, our bodies are more susceptible to becoming out of sync with our circadian rhythm. This creates disruptions in sleep patterns, hormone production, and digestive functions, and in the long term can lead to sleep disorders, cardiovascular disease, and other serious health concerns. Have you ever experienced jet lag? That's a perfect example of your circadian rhythm being out of whack. The artificial lighting in your home can have a similar impact on your body's circadian rhythm. There has been a lot of research and advancements in this area and many innovative products available in the lighting industry. Since our bodies cannot discern between natural light or artificial light, we can use the quality, color, and brightness of the light fixtures in our home to work with our circadian rhythm and not against it. The next element is color. It should come as no surprise that color can have a strong impact on the mood of a room and how it makes you feel. Color is difficult to discuss as it is largely a matter of personal taste. The different colors that are used in interior design can really affect the environment and can either overstimulate or understimulate your space. Lighter colors are considered to be airy and can make rooms feel larger and even brighter. Darker colors are considered to be more refined and make rooms feel more intimate and warmer. There are some color groups that are more or less generally accepted, and this will help make it easier when deciding which hues to use with your decor. Neutrals are black, gray, white, and brown. These colors can establish a balance when using passive and active colors. Active colors like yellow and pink are bright and can excite the mind, along with boosting creativity. Passive colors like blue and green are cool and can calm the mind and help with mental focus. But I also think that various colors incite different emotional responses in all of us. So it's wise to factor in personal preferences when choosing colors instead of just blindly following these general color advices. Knowing how you want each room to feel will help you determine the perfect color palette for your space. The next element is nature. And many of us, you know, lead busy, stressful lives which impact both our physical and mental health. Stress is one of the most prevalent ailments today. And when it becomes chronic, it can lead to many health concerns such as cardiovascular disease and digestive disorders, and mental health challenges like anxiety and depression. And at the end of the day, our homes need to be a place that we can retreat to, a place where we can feel calm and at peace. And one way to create a calming environment is through the integration of nature in your home, an approach called biophilic design. We as humans have an instinctual connection to nature. Being immersed in the natural environment has proven to improve human health physically, mentally, and emotionally. We can create this effect in our home by integrating elements of nature into the design of our space. And this can be done literally with things like plants, natural water features, and using natural materials. Or it also could be done by emulating the characteristics of nature, like using colors and patterns found in nature. I happen to have about 25 plants here in my apartment, and I just love waking up to them and watering them, talking to them. They inspire me and they make me feel very calm. So it's really a great benefit to have some connection with nature in your space. The next element is functionality and flow of a space. Another important consideration for your mental well-being is the flow of your space and its function. Paying close attention to your layout, making sure that your major walkways are wide and free of obstructions. No need to bang your hip on a table every time you pass through the room. By creating spaces that are laid out intuitively, from the orientation of your bed to the placement of your silverware drawer, additionally, cutting out unnecessary clutter also ensures that you'll have plenty of storage space and organization. After all, messes are one of the most common causes for subconscious anxiety. Every detail of your home should make you as comfortable as possible within your sanctuary, right down to the scent of your living room candle. Many of us lead busy, stressful lives which impact our physical and mental health. But how do we translate that into our spaces? It could come in the form of enhanced natural light, quiet areas, or even sound and light baths. It doesn't have to be complicated, though. The key is focusing on your personal needs. Wellness can show up in a lot of ways. It can be as simple as creating an organizational plan for your home so that you aren't overwhelmed by the clutter of daily messes. That's what I call visual stress. Just walking into a messy space can have a negative impact on your mental health. And again, at the end of the day, our homes need to be a place that we can retreat, a place where we feel calm and at peace. The next element is comfort. Comfort in a home is not a luxury, but a necessity when designing a healthy home. Home should be a place that makes you feel safe and comfortable. That's why it is crucial to take the time to get to know yourself and lifestyle to make sure your space feels like you and fills your needs. A comfortable environment takes into consideration temperature, humidity, acoustics, and smell. Controlling these conditions lead to a comfortable and healthy home environment as well as protect the health of the building itself. For example, when humidity levels are too low, hardwood floors can shrink and crack, or when they're too high, mold growth can develop. When temperatures plummet, water lines can freeze, and when they're too high, it could lead to poor sleep. Poor acoustics and strong smells impact mental health and our ability to focus. It's important to consider all these elements in the design phase when making decisions on the construction methods, materials, and the layout of your home. You might want to consider acoustic and thermal comfort by ensuring that your home is well insulated and full of sound blocking materials, both within the walls and in your rooms in the form of window treatments and area rugs. So the way we live is always a delicate and intricate balance of energies, whether it is a balance of our physical bodies or our relationships. Balance is so vital to our inner peace and happiness and to our survival. Our homes are often a place to unwind, settle in, and escape after a long day out. And we find ourselves negotiating the balance between many concerns, responsibilities, and trying to keep our minds calm through it all. Not surprisingly, our surroundings have such a profound effect on how we feel day to day. We live in a space that's designed from a wellness-focused perspective. You are intuitively positioning yourself from a balanced place of more strong-willed intention. When you go about your everyday tasks, entertaining or relaxing, it should become more fulfilling when your space is aligned with your goals that support mindful living. Just by beginning with one simple change consistently, will begin to make a tremendous impact on your life and align yourself with nature. Connecting yourself with your environment and balancing energies so your direct surroundings corresponds to what you need for your health, emotional balance, and overall well-being. If you're hearing this message, you've listened to the entire episode, and for that, I am super grateful, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you enjoyed the very first episode of our Interior Design Experience podcast, and if you did, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please share this episode with others who may be interested in this topic, and also please feel free to let me know what topics you'd like to see covered in future episodes. Please get in touch with me in the comments or on my social media at Design Studio Spaces on Instagram and Spaces Design Studio on Facebook. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you won't miss out on our upcoming episodes. So until the next time, have a good day.